Welcome back. Junkies come to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 in the DMV, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Yesterday for the little happy hour that EB Cakes and I went to with CK, there were some nice Odyssey pillows there. I was impressed by the Odyssey display.
Yeah, it was a nice little setup there. We had some good food.
Baldies,
you would have been sized. I had two crab cake sandwiches. They were just sitting there.
I mean, the sliders.
I mean, it was a pretty good size. I think it's bigger than a slider.
It was slider. It was like this big.
No, bigger than that. You didn't have it.
I did have it.
Bigger than that. It was definitely bigger than that. I mean, I know technically it's a slider, but put it this way, I had two of them, and they were good sides, and I was full. Technically, you're right, they were sliders, but it was a good size.
But I was impressed by the Odyssey display. It was nice.
Yeah, it was good. It was a good setup. It was, you know, pretty big convention. Bunch of podcasts.
I didn't know where to go. You know what's funny is you sent the text, like, where do I go? And CK said, down the escalators and to the left, right?
Mm-hmm.
And when I first got there, I go down the escalators,
right,
and then I walked right past the bar. I walked right past it. I hadn't paid attention that in the email he said it was, what was the name of the place? It was like Harbor Social. I think it was called Harbor Social.
Okay.
So I walked right past it, and then there were some signs for essentially podcast convention.
Yeah.
So I figured I would just run into him. I did a whole lap around the convention center, and there were all
these
different
things. We were in the back of the restaurant. How
were
you going to find us? You weren't going to find us.
I kept like popping into like these different like little meetings or all like these sub meeting groups, and then I was like, I'm just an idiot. And then I went back to the original email, not just the text message where he said go down the escalators and take a left, and it said the name of the place. I thought it was part of the podcast convention.
Yeah, you just spaced it and didn't read it.
Hey, one other quick little side note, Drabby, just one more quick thing on the coffin bit. Somebody did have an idea. Since no one wants to do it with you, what about with a listener that we pick out?
Hmm.
What about a stranger?
Nah,
5K, man.
I like a lot of bits. I don't know if I like some random person.
A random. We pick like a real dirty guy.
Nah, I'm probably going to pass on a rando.
But you would do it with Adam?
Well, yeah. I mean, yeah. I know what to expect.
What about like, what about Cowboy?
Maybe.
He is a fan of Todd.
You love
Cowboy would do it.
Yeah.
What about Rom?
No.
Oh.
No. You actually would rule that out.
I'd rather go with a random listener.
Really?
And you know what? Rom doesn't deserve it.
He doesn't deserve the ADs.
Rom is ruining his legacy
because he's punching out.
He doesn't call in anymore.
He's overwhelmed. Oh, the guy has one child and he's overwhelmed. Yeah.
Oh, that's going to get back to him. He's going to call before the end of the show.
No.
He's got to earn it.
Yeah, I agree with you.
He's like Russell Wilson. He was fantastic for the first part of his career. And now he's...
His career's over.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It is what it is. All right, so give us the commander stat here that you think is going to irk us, or me.
It's going to irk you.
Oh, it's just a projection.
I don't know if it will.
It's just a guess.
In The Athletic by Austin Mock.
All right.
He has an article that accompanies these projections for season totals.
All right, so can you give us some context here?
Well, in the NFC, he has the San Francisco 49ers projected to win 11.4 times. Wow. This is through a simulation. He's repeated the process apparently 100,000 times. So it's taking play-by-play data and creates an offensive and defensive projection for each team. So theoretically, there's science to this.
All right, but
so
it's based on last year's plays.
And these are the win totals.
All right.
So they have the 49ers projected to finish atop the NFC again with 11.4 wins.
I mean, again, they're using last year's data to come up with this, right?
You can't use this year's data because this year hasn't happened.
Exactly. So they're just going to replicate what happened last year in all likelihood for most of these.
Probably.
You know,
so they've got the
plus
Lions,
or minus
number
a game
2,
or 2,
10.5. Eagles, number 3, 10.2. Cowboys, number 4, 10. Packers, 9.8. They've got the Falcons at 9.4. That's not duplicating last season.
They're projecting Kirk. They're projecting Kirk there, I guess, somehow.
But they've got the Panthers at 6.4. All right, look, speaking of the Commanders, we'll come back to this, but we do have some breaking news.
Breaking news on The Fan is brought to you by BetQL. Smarter bets start with BetQL. Get 3 free days of BetQL access by downloading the BetQL app or visiting BetQL.com. Well, news earlier today, the Commanders trading a 7th-round pick to the Cleveland Browns and in exchange getting kicker Cade York. They, in turn, have now released kicker Riley Patterson. They are signing safety Sheldrick Redwine. But again, they are bringing in Cade York for a 7th-rounder. They have released kicker Riley Patterson. This is Adam Pohl with breaking news brought to you by BetQL here on The Fan.
So there you go. So even if he goes
a competition.
Even if he goes 0 for 2, it's his job.
It's his job now.
Like I said, it would be hard to believe that you trade a pick, bring in a guy on Thursday, and then cut him on Tuesday.
I still thought if he went over, you could do it, but apparently not.
Yeah, they're apparently looking at a larger sample size. Maybe they talked to the coaching staff over there.
Yeah.
And they brought in Sheldrick Redwine. Okay, what a name.
Mm-hmm.
And who did Redwine play for last year?
The Cowboys.
For the last couple of years, actually. Yeah, Dallas Cowboys.
They're trying to say Dan Quinn is doing a Ron Rivera instead of ex-Panthers, he's bringing ex-Cowboys.
Well, the problem is we didn't have a problem with bringing in guys he knows. Problem is he was bringing in guys he knows from teams that sucked. If you bring in Cowboys, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
They're a solid organization. They haven't won a bunch of playoff games, but it's a good organization, I'd say.
So you mentioned the Carolina Panthers in this projection.
At 6.4. Higher
according
than Washington's.
To the projection, 100,000, mm-hmm. whatever method they use, Austin Monk writes the article, they have the Commanders dead last in the NFC at 5.9 wins.
Well, that's I'm willing projection. To bet we're not going to be the worst team in the NFC. Anybody want to take the bet?
No. I would not take that bet.
I'll give you a field bet.
Because I predict 7 wins, and that won't be worse than the NFC.
Yeah, we're not gonna be the worst team in the NFC. That's preposterous. It's fine. I don't care about his dumb model.
I think Carolina could, again, I mean, who knows about this new coaching staff, and they did add some pieces, but Carolina, I think the Giants are going to struggle, even though that
what is
Giant
the
fan,
6.7?
That yeah. one Giant fan thinks we're crazy. I think the Vikings certainly could struggle with Sam Darnold. I don't know if they get to 7 wins.
You don't think O'Connell can run some of his magic
I would
on
be surprised.
Darnold just to make him competent? You don't think Darnold could be...
What's
you know
Darnold
what I mean?
Been since he's been in the league? He's been a turnover machine.
Right, but has he not had moments where he's been decent? Or no, you know, half a season
moments,
type thing?
Maybe. I mean...
Maybe O'Connell's a quarterback whisperer.
I would bet against it.
All right.
I'm not saying he's not good with quarterbacks. I would just bet against it with Darnold.
What's all weird right. about this projection model, and this is just what he has written to accompany what the model does, which again, 100,000 simulations based on the data they put in, is he writes, I don't expect much from the Commanders or the New York Giants this year, but at least the Commanders have some reason for hope after drafting quarterback Jaden Daniels. The Giants don't have much hope as they prepare to ride with Daniel Jones one more time. Mm-hmm. And then he adds, neither team will push for a playoff spot, and there's a decent chance the Giants, who have the 5th lowest projected win total in the NFL, could end up with the 1st overall pick in the 2025 NFL draft. And yet he has the Giants ranked above the Commanders.
Well, I mean, we were pretty bad defensively.
So does he have the Commanders then in the top or the bottom 4 in the league, I guess?
He must.
Like
he must.
If he says the Giants could have the number 1 pick, but he has him with more wins, then I guess the Commanders could have the number 1 pick.
As we have said.
Imagine.
As we have said all off season, it all at the end of the day is going to ride on Jaden. A is health and is B is production. If Jaden is who most of us think he is, I think we'll blow past 5 wins. We'll blow past it. 7, 8, 9, easy. If
I would say
if he sucks,
then
we're in trouble.
Yes.
Then we might, you know, have to do this all over again.
Well, if he sucks, I don't think he's gonna suck.
I don't see that, but
he may not put up the numbers that you're expecting, but I don't think he's gonna suck.
Jason, I don't have number expectations.
Well, you think he's gonna be
I think he's going to be.
You
good.
Think he's going to be in the low 20?
I think he's going to pass the eye test.
You think he's going to be in the low 20 passing touchdowns?
Probably.
and maybe 5, 6, 7 rushing touchdowns.
I think in
so
that
combo
realm,
27 touchdowns.
I think in that realm is reasonable. I don't think it's an outrageous ask.
And then, I think it could be in between.
If he stays healthy, his rushing yards, I think. I would agree with Dave Richard. They've got minimum 700 yards. If he stays healthy.
I think it could be in between. Like, you're making it very binary. Like, my eyes are going to tell me he's a hit.
Yes.
Or he's a miss.
Yes.
It
Same
be
thing
somewhere
you did
between.
With Wentz.
He could be yes, kind of but, like, okay, but, he was just
like,
okay.
Right, right. Like Kyler Murray was a rookie season.
Yes.
Probably would say pretty good. 20 touchdowns, 12 picks. Quarterback rating was 87. Mm-hmm. And he ran for 544 yards and 4 touchdowns. Mm-hmm. Not spectacular. Not as good as what C.J. Stroud gave you as a rookie.
That Kyler?
That's spectacular.
Kyler is
but
an
it's
idiot.
Pretty good.
Kyler doesn't even like to study. This guy's the complete opposite of Kyler. I think he'll do whatever Kyler did and then some.
Maybe.
Hard work pays off. We talked about it earlier.
But Kyler
kid has talent and he puts in the hard work.
But all right, but still, Kyler, his rookie year, you'd say, all right, he probably had some moments.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
Looks great. And then another moment, he was also sacked 50 times.
Yeah, yeah. So Kyler is dazzling play to play sometimes.
Right.
But it's not necessarily consistent, put it all together.
But I think that just kind of based on the overall talent of the offense, I would probably guess if he stays healthy and plays 15 to 17 games, yeah, probably like 19 to 21 passing touchdowns and handful of rushing touchdowns.
Yeah.
And you'd take that.
Of course. And that's what I kind of expect, but I don't really have them. Again, you're going to see it. You're going to know it when you see it, I think.
I don't think this is going to happen, but Trevor Lawrence is a rookie. His second season,
terrible.
He had 25 touchdowns with
terrible.
Only 8 picks.
Mm-hmm.
But as a rookie, he had 12 touchdowns, 17 picks.
Right. Terrible.
Which, by the way, that's the old school. That's how young quarterbacks used to be. They used to do that. Like Aikman.
Okay, that's not ancient history. That was 2021.
No, I'm not. But I'm just saying, that's not unusual for a rookie historically.
Right.
They could still be super successful.
Which is why
in
you shouldn't be completely out on Bryce Young, because he could bounce back.
I'm not.
Yeah,
I'm open to it, but I'm going to go so far as to say this.
You should be open to, I'm not saying it's a likely scenario, but you should be open to that Jaden might have a Bryce Young or Trevor Lawrence-like rookie season.
It's possible. Anything's possible. I just think he's special. And I almost think it's insulting to compare him to Kyler because, A, Kyler's a dope. Kyler doesn't study, as we said. And Kyler freelances like crazy. I've already seen Jaden doesn't do that. Jaden is more structured, more into the process, gets rid of the ball in 1.8 seconds. He's not. Kyler is literally out there, what it looks like, winging it. Like we were playing flag football.
Here's why you compare them. Both Heisman Trophy winners. Both drafted high. Both coached by the same guy, Cliff Kingsbury.
Right, but they're different players, though. That's where I'm breaking it down. I understand why you're doing it.
I'm telling you why it's insulting.
The
highlights. Do you realize if you took Kyler Murray's 35 dropbacks, he's not freelancing 35 times. A lot of times he's dropping back, sticking his foot in the ground, and throwing a 5-yard out.
I didn't watch him enough to see that. I watched, but when I see, he's scrambling around and just pulling stuff out of his butt.
Well,
that's what I see.
Because they're not going to show you a 5-yard hitch pattern.
I know
on ESPN.
The reputation
highlights.
On him is the guy barely knows the playbook. They had to put in the contract to study
the playbook.
Playbook.
That is true.
I mean, that's freaking insulting.
But physically, he's not a tall kid. You know, obviously,
no.
Daniels is.
I understand physically, he's a runner. Jaden can run.
He's a runner. That's
he's
where
got
he's gifted.
A great arm.
That's where he's gifted.
It whatever. But
and to get back to Trevor Lawrence, just to defend Trevor Lawrence a little bit. I mean, in his rookie year when he was 12 and 17, he had horrible coaching.
I agree.
Yeah.
I mean, Urban Meyer was a terrible coach.
He didn't complete the season.
So once he got better coaching, he was a better player. But he's still been underwhelming.
Well, you could even point to somebody like Josh Allen.
Mm-hmm.
Josh Allen every year is a potential MVP. And his rookie season, he struggled.
The problem
is he got
is,
better his second season, but as a rookie, Josh Allen had 10 touchdowns, 12 picks.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And people were writing him off.
And he completed 52% of his passes. That's it.
Right. And he's gotten a lot more
now
accurate.
You know, last season completed 66.5%.
So right, getting back to the original point of the projection,
the 5.9,
could they go 6-11? Sure. But I don't think they're going to be. I would be very surprised if they had less wins than Carolina.
Well, ultimately, yeah. What the most insulting part of it is, he says basically the worst team in the NFC, in his opinion. I just don't.
According to the projections.
Yeah.
According to his model.
According to his hurting model.
But if they got the six
anyway?
Wins.
Adam Mock or Austin Mock?
Austin Mock? He stinks.
If he had the projection at 10, you would have loved
it. No,
him.
I would say that's kind of crazy too. But I don't know. Just to have them as the worst team in the NFC, I'll be stunned if they're the worst team in the NFC.
If they're the worst team in the NFC, man, it's going to be a long offseason.
By the way, you know, we were writing off Daniel Jones, and I thought that one interception in particular was particularly damning for a guy that's going into his sixth year, whatever. They do claim after those two interceptions that he played a lot better.
We had a really nice pass to Neighbors.
Yeah. Well, he better.
It was completely across the field.
What if he plays like
Neighbors
that?
Neighbors went up for it.
And not the other. What if he got that out of his system?
Possible.
I mean, I would be surprised because he's been in the league a while and he's done that pretty much every year.
All right.
But maybe they coached it out of him.
Yeah.
Look, the 1 year, the reason why he got the big contract is that 1 year, which was Daboll's first year, he took care of the football.
Right. He didn't put up great numbers.
No,
he just took
care
of
the
football.
Yeah. They won games and made the playoffs.
And they won a game in the playoffs. But Saquon Barkley had a lot to do with it. Because Daniel Jones had 15 touchdowns.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he took care of the football, and he was running, but he better have more than 15 touchdowns this year.
All right, when we come back, we're going to get into EP, tell you what's going on in the world of Hollywood energy. Just for you, Lurch.
Give me your Ricky.
Might be some more Ben Affleck news.
Shocker.
Can't wait.
Don't go anywhere.